welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners throughout the world, those who tune into the World Service, Radio 4, Radio 7, or even get us through the internet. We welcome them, and of course it's a pleasure to welcome the four exciting, distinctive and talented players who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We have on my left a most distinguished couple of comedians here. It is Graham Norton and Ross Noble, and sitting on my right we have a comedian and also a comic and humorous writer and a man who's done nearly everything there is to do in our country. And comedian is Tony Hawks, and the other man is Clement Freud. Please welcome all four of them. And as usual, I am going to ask them to speak on a subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst. She'll help me keep the score. She'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Drill Hall, and we have a lovely, delightful audience who've come from all corners of the metropolis to cheer us on our way as we start the show with Clement Freud. Clement, the subject in front of me is 10 Things I Hate. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I'm not sure 10 things. I hate garlic when it's raw. I dislike hugely desiccated coconut on anything. Therapeutic sandals. I believe that if you have some trouble with your feet, it ought to be between you and your extremities, and I want no part of it. I hate New York in June. How about you?
Clement Freud, you were the first to challenge.
Hesitation. I said, how about you, and nobody said anything.
I know, and you got in first. So you've challenged yourself, and and your challenge is repetition. Is that right?
Hesitation.
Yes, you did hesitate, Clement, so that's a correct challenge. So I suppose I have to give you a point. Please don't make a habit of this, because it'll make my job impossible. So if you have a correct challenge, and you get a point for that, of course. So Clement's got his first point, and he's still got 36 seconds with the same subject, 10 Things I Hate, starting now.
I hate people who change the doors in games, like challenging themselves and then getting a point for it. I hate anyone who votes differently from me.
Ross challenged.
Not repetition of anyone. He hit anyone, and he hit anyone.
Yes.
I'm like a young Sherlock Holmes, how the hell?
So, well done, Ross. You've got a correct challenge there for a point. And 24 seconds to tell us something about 10 things I hate, starting now.
I hate green bottles, especially when they're placed on a wall. That's why that song comes in so handy for me. 10 particular receptacles.
Tony challenge.
I was thinking he was going to go into 10 green bottles, but he cleverly tricked me.
Yeah.
Like a young Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
So, Tony, good to hear from you, but it didn't work. Mm-hmm. And, Ross, you had an incorrect challenge. You got a point for that, of course. There are 14 seconds for 10 things I hate, starting now.
I hate cats, and if there's 10 of them, that makes it worse. If you were to get those feline creatures and put them in front of me with names such as Steve, Brian, Trevor, Kevin, Archie, Terence...
I won't ask you what you would do, Ross. You've got a point for speaking as the whistle went. That's what happens in this game. If anyone is speaking when that goes, he gets the extra point. It was Ross Noble who has got 3 points at the end of the round and is naturally in the lead. Tony Hawks, will you take the next round? The subject is leadership qualities. Tell us something about leadership qualities in Just a Minute, starting now.
It seems to be today when I look at the politicians, the leadership quality you need the most is to be able to state the obvious. They turn up at a major disaster and they look sad and say, "This is very disappointing, isn't it? We send out our sympathy." Brilliantly, they never say, "This is good, let's have more of this."
Clement challenge.
3 thises.
Yes, 3 thises, and quite close together, too.
Yes.
So, Clement, correct challenge. 40 seconds on leadership qualities, starting now.
I think if you look at the leadership qualities of the 3 good men who run our political parties, you would stop not just hesitate or deviate, but actually stop.
Tony Challenge.
Well, repetition of stop.
Of course. Right, so you have 27 seconds. Leadership qualities, Tony, starting now.
I think that Clement has great leadership qualities.
Clement Challenge. Yes, Clement.
I agree.
Clement is very clever at getting bonus points. Your round of applause there endorsed that they enjoyed what you said, Clement. A bonus point for that, but Tony was interrupted, so he keeps the subject, leadership qualities, and you have still 23 seconds, Tony, starting now.
But he'll be disappointed when I go on to say, so does Nicholas Parsons. And I can tell you why I know this, because at the beginning of the show, our great, great man...
That, I hope that groan was for me. Thank you so much. Graham, you challenge first.
Repetition of the great.
Of the great, yes. And 10 seconds, Graham. You tell us something about leadership qualities starting now.
I think the quality a leader requires is an attractive back of head. Why else would you follow anyone? They must look well-groomed and beautiful from the river.
So, Graham Norton was then speaking as the whistle went and gained that extra point. Woo. He's now equal in Tony Hawk's in second place. They're both 1 point behind Clement Freud and Ross Noble, who are both in the lead. And, Graham, it's also your turn to begin. The subject is facelifts. Tell us something about facelifts in just a minute, starting now.
I think facelifts are wonderful things. For instance, how else could Joan Rivers have achieved a look of a baboon skull with a wig on top of it? May be expensive, but it's easier than being in a house fire. That's the way I look at it.
Ross Challenge.
I thought there was a slight hesitation there. Just a slight.
No, there was a slight, but it wasn't enough to be a hesitation within
wasn't
just
it?
A minute.
No.
I think even Graham, if he was being honest.
No. He was kept going sufficiently well not to be penalised. And you have another point, Graham, and you have 44 seconds on facelifts starting now.
Facelifts are intriguing but quite terrifying. I think I will eventually have one. I'd quite like some...
Tony Challenge.
Was there a slight hesitation there?
Well, you said have.
Yeah, I think I did.
I call that either hesitation or repetition of have.
Mm. And a deviation.
What's that?
And deviation. He'll probably have more than one.
Come on, just a minute and find out who your friends are. Tony, 36 seconds on facelift starting now.
If you need to get your face to the 9th floor and you don't fancy the stairs, the best thing is to use the facelift. You get in, press the button, and it will take you there beautifully. I do it whenever I'm in a building and need to do such a thing. I have had a facelift myself. I'm really 104 years old.
Graham Challenge.
So I was just thinking, Sue.
What's your challenge, Graham?
Sorry, no, it was just me chatting. On you go, Tony. If you're happy, you paid for it.
You haven't a challenge whether the rules are just a minute.
Oh, do I? Deviation.
Why?
From good sense.
If I gave a penalty against good sense that went on in just a minute every time, I don't think we'd ever get anywhere. Tony, no, you weren't deviating enough. And 18 seconds, facelifts with you starting now.
I'm actually an extremely ancient figure, although when you see me sat before you in the audience, they can't at home listening on the radio, poor souls, I am not as young as I used to be, is something people tend to say, but that makes no...
A Graham Challenge.
Oh, no, this is nonsense.
He's talking not
a deviation from something.
It was deviation from a sense, yes. Graham, you've got him with 2 seconds to go on facelifts starting now.
I am 13 years old. But thanks to...
So Graham Norton was again speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point. He's now increased his lead over Tony Hawkes and the other two, Clement Freud and Russ Noble. And Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is now nostalgia. Tell us something about nostalgia in 60 seconds, if you can, starting now.
I have such very fond memories of neuralgia. Thinking back, my youth was replete with diseases that took one to Harley Street, Wimpole and Queen Anne, many doctors, surgeons, psychiatrists, psychologists, and skin care folk. Had my costume...
Ross, your chance.
It was hesitation, but I was so hypnotised by what was going on. It was almost like my finger wouldn't press.
I know.
But there
it's
was
amazing.
A split.
And the audience were as well.
Yeah.
And I think the listeners were, and they're going to be writing in about that.
I think people will just be crashing their cars.
Right. Hesitation. Ross, nostalgia's with you. 36 seconds, starting now.
People often like to take a trip down memory lane, but unfortunately, I knew a bloke that lived there, and he wasn't very happy. The traffic was appalling. They had to introduce special calming measures. There were so many old people going along that particular byway. It was terrible.
You see what happens. You get the audience with you and they want you to continue and they clap. But, Tony, you got in first, right? Hesitation?
Yes,
17 seconds. Nostalgia with you, Tony, starting now.
I read a hilarious sign the other day when I was in this office saying nostalgia isn't what it used to be. I fell about laughing. Such was the amusement incurred by this said piece of writing. Nostalgia, of course, is...
Now moves forward and he's equal with Graham Norton in the lead, just 2 points ahead of the other two. And Tony, it's your turn to begin. The subject is examinations. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I've never understood why they put discuss in exam questions when you're not allowed to. I actually turned to the person next to me during the examination and did just that. And the man sent me out, saying, Hawks, you're not supposed to be chatting. Well, it was very unfair indeed. I don't understand why in this country we're so obsessed with examination.
Ross Noble Challenge.
Repetition of I don't understand.
Yes, that's right. You did say that before. Right. So, Ross, well, listen, you've got in with 37 seconds on examinations starting now.
A popular examination is the CAT scan. Now, don't be confused. This isn't picking up a feline and going bleep like that. Asda, oh, no. That can be very, very wrong, especially...
Graham Challenge.
Oh, I'm sorry,
no,
but it was very,
very, very,
very
wrong.
Very,
yes,
very.
Well, listen...
You've got me bankrupt.
Yeah. Oh. Graham, 26 seconds for you. Tell us something about examinations starting now.
The worst sort of examinations are of the medical variety. I recently did a voiceover for a biscuit and had to go for a full examination.
Tony Challenge.
How much was this biscuit paying you?
Peanuts.
Give Tony a bonus point because the audience enjoyed his interruption, but Graham gets a point for being interrupted and he still has examinations and he has 14 seconds to continue starting now.
In Ireland, there are two main examinations. One is called the Intermediate Certificate. This examination proves that you're somewhere in the middle. You haven't started, you haven't finished. But
I thought that was the longest elongation of a word without hesitating I've ever heard in just a minute. And your face
Thank
expressed
you.
It all. But
can we introduce
you...
a new rule? Hesitation, deviation, elongation. Just to spice it up.
You mean you've been challenged for elongation?
Yeah.
It could happen, but I don't think we'd institute it now. It's going to be too difficult.
I'm up for it.
I think...
Come on, what the hell? Let's live life. Let's for the hell... Come on, it's been running 37 years. When was the last change? Let's introduce elongation. Who's with me?
Can I vote against?
The last change came when... you used to have deviation from the subject when this show first started many years ago, and now it's just his deviation. Oh. So you've got all kinds of scope to be inventive and creative.
How wrong I was then.
And nearly everybody at some time has indulged in elongation, so...
We all experiment.
I'm talking about verbal elongation. Where does all this come from? Where was it? Oh, yes, Graham. You were speaking when the whistle went. Gained an extra point for doing this. Yes, you've moved forward. You're in the lead and just 2 points ahead of Tony Hawks and four ahead of Ross Noble and Clement Freud.
But I'm in the lead.
You're in the lead.
No. You see, you say nothing changed in 37 years.
You are in the lead. Keep it up. Ross. Right, Ross, it's your turn.
Repetition of elongation.
I think we'll move on rapidly before we get completely bogged down. Right, Ross, it's your turn to begin. The subject is shaving. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Shaving is something you have to do very carefully, especially when you're shaving your pets, I find. I once had a cat, which I didn't like. I don't know why I bought the thing in the first place. I was so angry at the fact that I had this creature, I went and got myself a lovely razor and a bit of foam, and I shaved him up so he looked like a completely different creature. In fact, a tiny little panda.
Tony challenge.
Repetition of creature.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'm glad you got in there. I didn't like the way it was going at all. It was. I'm sure we're going to get.
Actually, we've all shaved our pets. Come on.
Our pets of the human kind, but not of the.
That opened a window we wish it stayed shut.
You have to shave under your arms. A lot of people do that. Right. Tony. Hysteria has taken over the panel and the chairman is collapsing. 38 seconds for you on shaving, Tony, starting now.
Clement probably has to shave more than me because the hair on his head appears to grow inwards and come out on his chin. This doesn't happen to me.
Clement challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, it did. Clement, you've got in with 28 seconds on shaving, starting now.
Monsieur Ving from Provence, who was a very good chef, came to me and said, what should I do now that I've come to England? And I suggested he start a restaurant called Shaving, where he could serve the most delicious French foods to anyone who so desired. His spécialité de la maison.
Ross has challenged you for some reason.
Repetition of French.
Yes, that's right. You did say a French restaurant, and you mentioned this Frenchman who came to the England.
Yes.
You look surprised.
No.
Ross, you had a correct challenge. 9 seconds shaving, starting now.
I went to a French restaurant once and was served badger, a frothy creature. That's right. It was the most bizarre dish.
Tony, challenge.
He said creature again.
I'm actually being sponsored.
Tony, another creature, another point to you, and 3 seconds on shaving, starting now.
I enjoy getting up in the morning and shaving in the bathroom like it's no...
So, Tony Hawk speaking to Whistle Wendham with other points in the round has now moved forward. He's gone one ahead of our previous leader, Graham Norton, and then it's Ross Noble and Clement Freud in that order. And, Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject here is quite a long one, actually. My advice to the person sitting next to me. And 60 seconds, as always, is available, and you start now.
I don't actually have any advice.
Ross, big challenge.
Well, I think that's self-explanatory, that, isn't it? I'll have the subject, then.
I'll give Ross a bonus point for that, but Clement, you were interrupted, so you keep the subject, you get a point, of course, and you have my advice to the person sitting next to me, 58 seconds, starting now.
My advice to the person sitting next to me would be exactly the same.
Ross challenged again.
Deviation. He said before he didn't have any advice, and now he's getting it. Yes, I'll have it both ways. Yeah.
That was justified, Ross. You have 53 seconds. My advice to the person sitting next to me, starting now.
The advice I'd give to the person sitting next to me is try not to be so flamboyant. Stop wearing those crazy costumes and running over town, making those camp suggestions. And Nicholas just won't listen.
I'll show you how fair I am. Right, this is such a wonderful twist there. They all thought you were talking about Graham. Give him a bonus
point. Did he?
But you challenged, Tony.
Well, believe it or not, Nicholas, and you probably won't, I was going to ruin his joke. I was going to buzz in and say, stop talking about Nicholas, you see. So,
he got in there first. So great comic minds think alike.
Yes, exactly.
But
yes.
He was in the flow, so he got in first.
He got the laugh and the point. I lose all round. Yes.
Repetition of joke.
So he was interrupted as well, so he gets another point for that, and he keeps the subject in 44 seconds. My advice to the person sitting next to me, starting now.
I would give advice to the person sitting next to me.
Tony challenge.
Repetition of... Oh, God, it's on the title again. I've given him another point.
Is Ross paying you to interrupt him this often?
Last 42 seconds on the subject, starting now.
I think that the advice that I would give to the person...
to Graham Charles.
Sorry, my mistake.
Wasn't just a...
I thought he was hesitating, but no, he wasn't.
I'm going all the way on this one.
40 seconds, Ross, on the subject, starting now.
The advice that I would give to the...
Repetition of wood.
Yeah. Yes, that's on the list. That is not on the card. The subject is my advice to the person sitting next to me. That's on the card, and you said the advice I would give twice. Mm. So, Clement, you've got in on the subject. 38 seconds, starting now.
The advice I would give to the person sitting next to me is that as I have no chance of winning this game, they should buzz me quickly.
Ross challenged.
He said, buzz, I did.
I'm not sitting next to him.
You're not sitting next to him.
But if I move my chair, can I have a point?
No, Clement, you were interrupted. You have a point for that. You have the subject still. My advice to the person sitting next to me, 30 seconds starting now.
Ross Noble and Ross Noble and Ross Noble.
Tony Hawks.
Repetition of Graham Norton. Repetition of Ross
Noble. I'll give
Noble.
You Ross Noble. Right, Tony, you've got the subject. 28 seconds, my advice to the person sitting next to me, starting now.
My advice to the person sitting next to me is to take out his wallet and pass £250 cash to the person on his right. This will please me, not be particularly entertained.
Graham challenge.
Oh, no. So I've turned into a point charity down the end. No, I thought he said me twice, but it was B the second time.
B, yes.
And
so me's on the card anyway.
What is what?
Person sitting next to me.
All right, clever clogs.
It's my job to point these things out.
I was looking stupid enough already. No need to rub it in.
15 seconds, Tony, with you on this subject. Starting now.
My advice to the person sitting next to me is to come out with me after the show and we'll go clubbing. What a night! Clement and me picking up girls like it's nobody's business. I want to see him boogie the night away. Let's...
Ross challenge.
Was that repetition of night?
Yes.
What a night it will
be. Go on the night, go on the tiles.
Ah.
Yes. Well, listen, Ross. You've got my advice to the person sitting next to me. 2 seconds starting now.
My advice to the person sitting next...
So Ross is getting carried away with this subject and has got many points, including one for speaking the whistle went. He's now got a good lead over Tony Hawks and then Graham Norton and Clement Freud in that order. And Tony, it's your turn to begin. The subject now is Henry VIII. Tell us something about that amazing monarch in this game, starting now.
There are not many similarities between Henry VIII and me. He had 6 wives, I've had hardly any. He had a huge palace in Hampton Court, I've got a modest property in Wimbledon. He was fat, I'm thin. And the differences go on. He split with Rome, I've just had a tiff with Milton Keynes. That's all it is. But Henry VIII was, in many ways, our finest king. He did do some marvellous things. I'm not going to list them all now because I don't want to embarrass you with my knowledge. But what I will do is tell you...
Graham challenge.
Which is a sort of hesitation there.
Yes, Graham. So the benefit of the doubt to you on this occasion. 27 seconds. Henry VIII's with you starting now.
What sort of dreary cut-price baby name book does the royal family have? That they must continually name their children the same thing over and does that thing again. Henry the...
Ross challenge.
Repetition of thing.
Yes. There were 2 things.
Did I?
Yes.
And there was a slight elongation as well.
Just leave it.
Slight elongation.
We haven't instituted that yet, Ross. So come on, you know you want to. 13 seconds. Henry VIII with you, Ross, starting now.
Henry VIII is often pictured with chicken legs, and by this I mean standing there holding one that he is about to eat. I don't mean that his particular limbs are that of that poultry creature.
Tony challenge.
By this I mean, and then he said, I don't mean. So repetition of mean.
Yes, I mean, I don't mean.
That's just mean.
Tony, 3 seconds on Henry VIII starting now.
I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Right, so we're moving into the last round. I'll give you the situation as we do so. The contributions have been great all round, but the points are slightly different. Ross Noble's still in the lead. He's two ahead of Tony Hawks, and then a few ahead of Graham Norton and Clement Freud. And, Ross, it's your turn to begin. And the subject for this last round is how to treat pregnant ladies. 60 seconds starting now.
How to treat pregnant ladies? Well, you could always take them out and buy them some big pants. That's what they like, yeah. There you go, love. Dive in. Help yourself to the largest elasticated wear that you could possibly muster. But try not to look like a clown. That's very important. How many times have I made that mistake? Bought a beautiful maternity dress, only to realise that they are, in fact, hooped pantaloons that should be given to Coco and his hilarious mates from the circus. Oh, those poor pregnant ladies, as they squirt their flowers at each other, their hats flying off their head as they try and wallpaper the baby's room, hitting each other with planks in the face, falling over as everyone rolls around, confetti everywhere, a tiny little car comes in, honking and exploding as the wheels fly off right, left and centre. Who would have thought it, that mother care would have to provide a special service that would be important to...
And Ross Noble brought it to a finish with a flourish. Hold 60 seconds without being interrupted. You get a point for speaker's whistle went. A bonus point for not being interrupted. You were already in the lead, and actually, even you weren't in the lead, I'd have given you another point as well, because the audience applause at the end was so good, but it doesn't make any difference to the final result. Clement Freud, who normally does so well, but he was rather overshadowed and pushed down into a very surprising fourth place. But that's what happens. It's the contributions more important than the points, anyway, as I always say. Graham Norton was in the lead for a long time, and then suddenly he eclipsed himself and finished up in third place. Tony Hawks was in second place. He was 4 points behind our leader, who was Ross Noble. And Ross, I think we'll have a round of applause for your contribution. Thank you to these four talented players of the game. Graham Norton, Ross Noble, Tony Hawks and Clement Freud. I thank Janet Staplehurst for helping with the score and blowing her whistle after the 60 seconds expired. We thank our producer, Claire Jones, and also we are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. We're grateful to this lovely audience who stood the test of time, come from every corner of London to cheer us on our way in the drill hall here. From our audience, from our panel, and from me, Nicholas Parsons, hope you've enjoyed it. But tune in the next time we play Just a Minute. Yeah.